Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Shelby Township, Michigan, and earned a BS degree in biological and biomedical sciences from Grand Valley State University. From 2012 to 2013, she was a chemist for DuPont. For 10 years, she was the lead singer for the Cancel Monday band. Since 2017, she's been the Detroit Red Wings and Detroit Tigers singer. She's the owner of Mira Meals, which focuses on crafting gourmet meals using whole food ingredients that nourish both body and soul. Her name? Monica Notaro. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to a multi-talented young lady, a chemist, a professional singer, a single mom, the owner of Mira Meals, and many, many other things, Monica Notaro. Monica, welcome. What an honor to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Let's go back, start with your childhood, your mom and your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. So my mom just retired. My dad works for a packaging company, JM Packaging. And I grew up in Shelby. I have a sister, Hillary.
What's the biggest thing you learned from mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from dad?
Oh my gosh. So my mom was in HR her whole life. So she is, and she worked for mega corporations, big, big businesses, had big roles there. She really has a great work ethic. She's very cut and dry. So she's really taught me the business mindset and kind of to be, you know, being super confident in your decisions in business and moving forward with that. My dad is also very successful. He's the vice president of a packaging company, and he is more of a people person in a sense of, you know, the life of the show and that kind of thing. So, but he's also very business oriented. So my dad definitely taught me more people skills and that kind of thing.
All right, you go from Shelby Township to Grand Rapids, Grand Valley State University, and you study biological and biomedical sciences.
Yes.
We didn't have any of those on the south side of Chicago. What is biological and biomedical sciences all about?
Yeah, so it encompasses a lot. It's actually kind of a vague-er type degree, but a lot of medical students and students who want to be dentists and people who want to be in the chemical field will go for that degree. So it encompasses a lot, just the biochemistry of the body, biological aspects of the universe. I wanted to be a dentist, so that was why I went for that major. That was my goal. And
God had other plans.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You get out of school from 2012 to 2013. You're a chemist / laboratory research and development technician for DuPont. Talk about that chapter of your life.
Yeah, so that was, obviously one of my first real jobs out of college. And it was definitely not what I expected. It was a lot of like lab work, chemical work, not a lot working with people. I love being around people. I love communicating with people. I like working with people. I like understanding people. So for me, using my degree in that aspect wasn't necessarily my favorite. But it was a good company. It taught me, you know, I got to see a different part of the workforce and life and that kind of thing. Met some good people.
We're talking to Monica Notaro, amongst other things, a chemist, a singer, the owner of a company, but arguably your biggest, your most important role is you're a mom.
Yes.
To Mila.
Yes.
Tell us about Mila.
Oh, geez. Mila, she is just, obviously, I'm her mother, so I'm going to, you know, give you all the good stuff. She is such an incredible kid. She is just me times 10. I mean, she's loves singing. She loves music. She plays hockey. She does dance. She's the, you know, the leader of her pack at school. I mean, she has so many friends. She's just my little angel. Yeah.
All right. A week ago was Mother's Day. In 1914, Monica, President Woodrow Wilson made an official announcement proclaiming Mother's Day as a national holiday that was to be held each year on the second Sunday of May, last Sunday. Webster defines mother as a woman who conceives, gives birth to, and/or raises and nurtures a child. To you, what's a mom?
Well, you know, I think that a mom is definitely somebody's safe person, for sure. That's how I view it. But somebody also that is, can nurture, can be soft with a child, be, so I think, you know, mothers obviously come in all different forms, whether it's, you know, an aunt, a best friend, this, that. But yeah, being a mother is just so special to me. And it's honestly my greatest accomplishment, for sure.
Tell us about a mother's love.
Oh, a mother's love. That is very special. I think that, especially with a daughter, I think that they just, a mother's love just shapes that person. It really does. It shapes your child or whoever you're calling your mother. But I think that it does. It shapes a person from a very young age. And whether they had that, I just think it's so important.
Somebody once said that life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mom. All right. The whole world will mock you, cheat you, ignore you, write you off, depress you, divide you. But your mom will always be there for you. Through good and bad, thick and thin. Why is that so?
I think before I became a mother, I feel like I honestly didn't even know what life was. Like, as I became a mother, it really pushes you to understand yourself, to really look into who you are as a person, because it just, everything that you do, your reflection of, is on that child. So it does. It makes you, like, take a very inner look at yourself. And like you said, there is no manual. I obviously had no idea what I was doing. I don't think my mom knew what she was doing. But you start to just grow as a person, being a mom.
Speaking of not knowing what you're doing, if there's a listener tonight that's just become a new mom, first-time mom, what do you say to that woman?
Give yourself some grace. You know, you can nitpick every part of your parenting or every decision you make, but, you know, give yourself a little bit of grace. It's a lot of mental and emotional load being a parent and a mother, and it's okay to, you know, take a step back. I think the most important thing that I've done now that my daughter's a little bit older is if you make a mistake or you yell or, you know, you're like, oh, I should have given her different advice or this or that, it's okay to go back to your child and be like, hey, I messed up. This is what I meant, you know, that kind of thing. I think that is probably the best advice I could give somebody.
We're talking to Monica Notaro. When we come back, we're going to ask her about her singing career. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Crisula. We're with Monica Notaro. From 2011 to 2021, she was the lead singer for the Cancel Monday Band.
Yes.
Who were your inspirations as far as musical talent?
Oh, I love this question. Definitely Whitney Houston.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan.
Tina Turner, Celine Dion, the Eagles. I mean, I could go on and on. But definitely a lot of powerhouse female vocalists.
for those 10 plus years, you guys were doing 90 gigs a year. Do you remember how much you made on the very first gig?
I think I did it for free, actually. So I'm still waiting on that check. Yeah, it was definitely low. Some low numbers flying around there.
The check is in the mail, Monica.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you explain the magic of music? It's the universal language.
Yeah. I mean, music, this is something I love to talk about for sure. Music is just, it can become your personality, which is so crazy to me. It just can become who you are. I don't think I go a day without listening to at least 15 songs. But yeah, music is definitely a universal language. It is because it gives you a feeling, you know, you don't have to understand the words. You don't have to understand how it happens. It just, it makes you feel things.
Here's Monica performing a little bit with the Cancel Monday Band. What do all great singers have in common?
Oh, I love this question. You have to be able to take criticism, and you have to be able to give yourself some feedback. I think being a great singer, definitely you have to look internally when you're performing, and you have to really take the time to, and I'm not saying OCD dissect a performance or something like that or this and that, but I tend to notice that most musicians that I work with, singers, musicians of all sorts, they're very aware of themselves as far as how they sound, and they're okay with taking criticism or okay with giving themselves some feedback and criticism and fixes like that. I honestly do think that that's a quality that we all possess.
We're talking to Monica Notaro, and since 2017, when we go to a Detroit Red Wings home game, she's on the ice right before the start of the game, and she sings the national anthem. And you're looking out, and here's 20,000 crazy fans. What's that like?
Oh, my gosh. That feeling never gets old. It is the best feeling ever. I mean, an adrenaline rush is an understatement. It's just very cool, especially being on the ice is a different experience than other sports. You know, the super bright lights, you have all the fans basically surrounding you in all corners. You look to your right, you can actually, like, you know, make eye contact with people, you can see them. And hockey is just such a unique, crazy, crazy sport with fans and their loyalty and just the traditions. It's just such a cool feeling.
We're talking to Monica Notaro. She also does about 30 Tiger games a year.
Yes.
All right. Once in a while, you come out there and you have your 9-year-old daughter, Mila, with you, and she sings.
Yeah.
Monica, what's that like?
Oh my gosh. Well, definitely a tearjerker. I can't say that she sang any time. I've cried every single time. The last Red Wings game that she sang, they cut my head off the Jumbotron because I was just bawling my eyes out. So they cut me off. But it is something that I cannot explain. It's so surreal, and I just feel very accomplished as a parent, seeing my daughter out there singing and being confident. And oh my God, look, I'm gonna cry right now just talking about it. So yeah, it's a pretty incredible experience.
So after you sing and the game starts, whether it's the Tigers, whether it's the Red Wings, and you watch these phenomenal athletes play, how good are they?
It's so crazy to watch. I mean, especially being close to the ice, you know, when you're watching it on TV, you can kind of see it, but seeing that action and them hitting the boards, and I mean, they are so talented, they're so fast, just agile. Same with baseball, too. It's really, really cool to see.
All right. Let's go back to 2018. And you launch Earth Meals, URTH Meals, from your home kitchen.
Yes.
How and why?
The how is, we'll get into that. It's very long story why. You know, as I was a single parent, I was looking to make some extra money. I wasn't feeling super fulfilled in my job that I was in. And I needed a change. And so I just started cooking for one of my friends. He was plant-based, so I didn't necessarily want to start this plant-based company. It fell into my lap. So I started cooking for him. He had sent over some friends. He's like, oh, they want some meals too. These are so good. I would box them up in these glass containers and I'd go back and pick them up and I'd wash them. And I mean, just, you know, a hands-on, like, you know, just mom. And yeah, so I started making a little money doing it. And that's kind of how it started.
Within a week, you had a waiting list of 160 people wanting to taste your dishes. 160 people in a week? How?
So this is about a month into kind of cooking for some friends. My sister had suggested, she's like, why don't you just make an Instagram, you know, a social media on this and just see if people want it. Just see if it's something that's missing in Metro Detroit. So I made an Instagram, I started posting some photos, and within a week of starting that, it just like completely blew up. I had people sending me messages. Hey, where are you located? I'm like, oh no, I've made a mistake. I have like a full-time job here. Like, but yeah, it just, you know, the universe and God are working their path.
We're talking to Monica Notaro. If you want to learn more, www.mirohmeals.com. mirohmeals.com. She started Miro Meals in 2020. When we come back, we're going to talk about this chapter in her amazing life. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Crisula. We're with multi-talented Monica Notaro, chemist, professional singer, single mom, owner of Miro Meals, which you started in 2020. How'd you ever go from a chemist to a chef?
Well, they're actually pretty similar. So, you know, recipe development and pulling different ingredients and measuring out and, you know, the formulas and putting all the recipes together. It's actually very similar to what I was doing in the chemical field, working with paint and measuring all that out and stuff like that. So yeah, they're a little bit similar.
Now, a chemist is very precise. You're Italian, so your grandmother must have told you when you ask her, Grandma, how you do this? Well, a little bit like nothing of this, a pinch of this, you know, a handful of this. That's how they cooked.
And you know what? I just up until recently was still cooking like that in my kitchen. My sous chefs and my head chef would yell at me. They're like, you can't just be putting stuff in there. I'm like, okay, I'm used to just, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a dollop of this. But yeah, definitely being a chemist, you had to be way more accurate, way more precise. So I got a little bit of both of the worlds.
Okay, Miro Meals, you now offer weekly home delivery. You could stop by the store. The store is at the corner of Telegraph and Square Lake.
Yep.
All right. Right there on the northeast corner.
Yes.
Let's talk about Miro Meals.
Yeah. So Miro is an extension of what I kind of started out in my house, Earth Meals. I ended up changing the name. So the name is really special to me. It's my daughter's name is Mila Rose. So it's M-I for Mila, R-O for Rose. Added an H on the end for trademarking purposes. But yeah, it's a special business to me. It's, you know, we're based in Metro Detroit. We work with, our radius is huge for delivery. We deliver to Detroit, Ann Arbor, Macomb, Lake Orion. So we have a huge radius. So it was really lacking in Metro Detroit having gourmet plant-based meals that were still, that everybody could eat, not just vegans and plant-based people, people that, you know, want to put meat on the meals. You know, we have super gourmet recipes. We have great sauces and yeah.
If you want to learn more, www.mirohmeals.com. Every month, you have a menu online.
Yes.
People can pick up. They can get delivered. All right. do any of the Red Wings or the Tigers eat your food?
They do. They do. We have a few Lions players. Mm-hmm. We had a Pistons player. I think he was traded. But yeah, we work with a lot of the wives too. We do catering for them. And they'll stop in the store. Their favorites are the energy balls, the muffins, you know, the high protein snacks. But yeah, you can stop in and grab the meals.
MIROH. It's on the corner of Telegraph and Square Lake. All right, you've been doing this now for 6 years. What's surprised you the most about starting a business?
Okay, I was actually talking about this the other day. What surprised me the most? Well, first, I had zero experience in the food industry. Nothing. Just I enjoy cooking. I've always been surrounded by food. So there was a lot that really shocked me. But I think for me, just the largest thing that's come as of recently is learning to work with different types of people, different types of employees, working with different types of clients, like really seeing how unique every person is and kind of what they need as far as either an employee or, you know, some of our clients require more attention and more time. You know, we work with them on different things. But yeah, it's definitely the different types of people that you meet and how you can kind of adjust yourself as a business owner to still keep a nice environment, but still be a leader. And yeah, that's something I didn't have a ton of experience in.
www.mirohmeals.com. All right. You're reinventing traditional meat-based meals into plant-based versions that are flavorful and more wholesome for you. How do you do that?
Yeah, so my mind works really well with challenges. So I love to take a dish and just an example, like we'll say a eggplant parmesan, and really figure out how to keep that classic taste of like an eggplant parmesan, or let's say a Thai coconut soup. I mean, it can be any cuisine. And how can I make that vegan? What are things that I need to change in that? Okay, so for example, the cheese. So we work a lot with like coconut milk and tofu and other alternatives. I really like to stay away from processed vegan food because that exists too. And it's just as bad as regular processed food. So, you know, how can I take this sauce and really replicate it so that it tastes exactly like a normal dairy sauce or meat-based sauce and turn it vegan? So I like to challenge myself, and I think that's where I succeed for sure.
Talk about the drinks that you offer.
Yes.
That cherry one is spectacular.
The Pink Lady, very, very good. So yeah, we have fresh juices in our storefront. The Pink Lady, that
Didn't
is everybody's favorite.
Didn't they have like an
favorite
alcoholic drink that my mom used to when I was a kid? Not that kind of Pink Lady.
Listen, you can add your own to it if you want. I'm not judging anybody. We've done a few parties where they've like, we want to have your greens juice, but put a little tequila in there. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Whatever you guys want to do. But yeah, the juices are excellent. We do like mini bottles of the juices for events and stuff like that. So they're very popular. My daughter loves them all. So that's a good sign.
Peter Nielsen is a good friend. He has muscles in places, Monica, that we don't even have places, okay? and one of the many things he talks about is that this is the first generation where the parents will outlive their kids because of what our kids are eating and the shape that the kids are in. Talk about that fact.
Yeah, so obviously having a 9-year-old daughter and, you know, she goes to a school where every single kid is parented completely differently. And so they see, you know, the snacks and the this and the that and, you know, at every other lunch day and what they're getting. And it is really hard. I mean, I'm super healthy. You know, I have plenty of balance. You know, I do a late night Taco Bell run once in a while, but it is really scary, the food that we're being offered now. I mean, even organic stuff sometimes is not good for you. I mean, it's, you don't know what type of soil they're using or if they're putting, you know, I mean, there's so many factors, but it's good to have a balance. with the kids especially, you can only do so much. You also don't want them to make them afraid of food and afraid of what we're eating. So I do cook almost every single one of my daughter's meals. We try to incorporate different things. But that is, to be honest, part of why I started this business too, because there wasn't a lot of healthy food options that, you know, a 9-year-old or at the time, you know, a 3-year-old want to eat. I mean, we have tons of kid-friendly meals and stuff like that. So it's important to find businesses that can help you do that type of stuff too.
If a listener says, I'm out of shape, I'm overweight, Monica, I just don't have the discipline, the fortitude to starve myself and ignore the hunger pains. I'm powerless to do anything.
I think it's important to realize that starving and those type of things is not, it's actually going to hurt you worse. So like if you can find healthy, clean, organic ingredients and prep, like let's say you didn't want to use a service or something like that, the preparation of meals is so important. Because think about when you're hungry, it's 5 o'clock, you're like, I don't even know what to eat. What are you going to grab for? Probably the easiest, most processed thing in your refrigerator. I do it too. So I think really setting yourself up for success is the best way to see a change, especially in, you know, your activity, your shape. It'll help your sleep, which in turn helps, you know, a lot of things. So
here's Monica performing another segment. I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Crisula.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble.
The great Ernie Harwell.
My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
And the voices of our generation.
I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis.
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club, developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything.
Spohom. I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Monica Notaro. Since 2020, she's been the owner of Mira Meals, which focuses on crafting gourmet meals using whole food ingredients that nourish both body and soul. Music is a universal language. Food is also a universal language, and eating with family and friends, a family meal. We used to do it every night, much less so now. Why is eating with family and friends vital?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is huge for me. I have so many great memories, you know, eating dinner with my parents and my sister, and it is really vivid to me when I think back to that. And I actually, I loved those times. I do make it a point to eat with my daughter every night. We sit down. There's, you know, a few nights we're running around, but it is so important. We'll sit there sometimes in silence. And then within a few minutes, you know, she's starting to just yip yap and chat about stuff. And I think that having that time with your family is, you know, not distracted. I mean, we don't really get much of that time anymore, you know, rushing around and running around activities and on phones. And I think, you know, sitting down, enjoying food with your family just allows you to completely just decompress. I mean, some families might be stressful at dinner time, but, you know, it allows you to reflect on your day, to talk to people that you care about. And, you know, your family is the most important thing that exists.
You have Italian blood. Italians are passionate. Mm-hmm. Okay? Italians use their hands.
You know what? I think, well, first of all, I love to put on a show. So anytime I'm talking, I'm moving my hands. I'm, you know, flailing my arms at some point. I think it's just another form of expression. And I think that, you know, anything that Italians do, it's exaggerated for some reason. And I love it. It's helped me with my singing, to be honest, to kind of perform and that kind of thing. But yeah, the hand movement, it's so funny. My daughter, she'll do the Italian hands to me all the time. And she's doing that. I'm like, yeah.
Recently, the Wings asked you to go down to Little Caesars. They had an announcement about a new initiative. What is that new initiative?
So the PWHL is the Women's Hockey League, and it's actually very special to me. So Detroit did not have a team, and they do. They have now their first ever PWHL Detroit team. So that is super exciting. It's great for not only young girls, but boys in the hockey and league. And it's just such a cool feeling to see these women out there. I mean, being paid for a sport that they love to do, and they're so talented. So we are very excited to have a league here.
Mother Teresa used to come to America. And one time she was speaking, and she says, as I go through America, I see a couple diseases that are rampant, spreading everywhere. One is called loneliness, and one is called fear. So many people, Monica, are lonely today, and so many people are afraid. You don't seem to have those two vices, diseases. What do you say to people that are lonely or people that just fear?
I think loneliness affects a lot of people, but I think it's also what you put out there. So if you're putting out there that you're lonely, you're putting out there that you're fearful, putting out there that you're scared, or you need this to be happy or you need that to be happy, that is what becomes who you are. So if you put out there that you're confident, that you've got this, that you have a lot of people that care about you, or you have a few people that care about you, or you care about yourself, I think what you put out there is kind of what comes back to you, and how you see yourself. And I think that's who you surround yourself with. So I think just putting out there that, you know, just trying to pull your bootstraps up and not being fearful and just appreciating at least, you know, you have yourself in the world. You're special. So I think putting that out there brings you back.
We're talking to Monica Notaro, multi-talented. artist, professional singer, single mom, owner of Mirror Meals, and you're still very young. What dreams and goals are still on your bucket list?
Oh, Jack, that's a good question. You're making me think now. I'm going to have to go home and write some goals down. My goals are not as specific as they used to be because to be honest, I've reached a lot of my goals. I think I need to like push myself a little bit further, but definitely growing Miro to a point where, you know, potential multiple locations, some sort of, you know, we work with a lot of corporate companies. So having some high-end corporate companies, you know, we're talking to a few right now, but we're in the GM headquarters, we're in the Stellantis headquarters, Mercedes, College for Creative Studies. So potentially pushing more of like a corporate side. And then definitely just seeing my daughter like thriving. I'd say my goals really surround her right now. I've hit a lot of my musical goals. I've hit a lot of my personal and business goals. But yeah, I think definitely seeing my daughter thrive in hockey.
Mila's 9 years old. She once sang the national anthem solo.
Yeah.
You were watching that. What was that like?
Oh my gosh, that is just, it's surreal. It's the best feeling that you can have watching your child really do what your dream was when you were that age, and she's doing it. So it's, you know, and she loves doing that too. So she loves singing, loves having the spotlight on her. She's, you know, just in her element.
Monica, you inspire everybody you meet. Please keep up the great, great work.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spoken.
Believe in yourself.